Atom of the Bria, of the Boire, that is apparent in the created world, in the Bruim. And to think about that with the Seichel, up to the extent that he has the ability to understand. And then explained why it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom in the Bria isn't apparent equally in all the aspects of the Bria. Those things that are easier to see it, things are harder to see it, and explained why. He said it has to be that way because otherwise the Chochem and the Tiferet would be massing it the same way, and we had a problem with why that could be a problem. So let the Chochem and the Tiferet perceive it equally. And then he went on to say, if all of you remember this, I'm just doing this for myself, okay? I'm just trying to summarize and build this back for myself again. It's been a few days. We also said that if it was equal, then you wouldn't recognize the Boire, because something that does something, the same thing all the time, is not doing it out of rotzen, but out of compulsion. And we spoke there about Bechira, we spoke there about a few different things, I don't know if you remember. Therefore, the diversity in the world is a greater gilui of Hashem in the world. Pam kach, v'pam acheres, v'hetem ritzoyle. That's called a unpredictable. V'yeis v'abayra, we'll stop from here. V'yeis v'abayra is barach oises akol mitoichem tzoyne achofshi. And since Hashem does anything out of his free desire, mibli she'em muchrav utzarich lasoiso, he's not forced in any way and he doesn't have to do anything. V'chein einu poil mitoich shiktivu machriya yisoy lezeh, and also he doesn't function out of his natural tendencies that force him to do anything. V'chein osa Hashem bo'ilom ha'dvorim ha'shoinim tomid mizeh mizeh. Therefore Hashem makes in his world things that are different all the time, the one from the other. Kfi shemechayeves chachmosoy, kedei sheneide mehishtonu zu shu yochid bolomoy. In order for us to realize from all these changes and shifts and differentiation that he is alone in this world. Yochid bolomoy. Ve'ein mi sheyachrich v'yisoy yimono yisoy milifoy bolomoy rukzoyne. And there's nothing else that forces him or prevents him from doing what he wants. Kmo shokhtav ben ha-melech. Whatever Hashem wants, he does in the heavens and the earth. And it's because that, the Seichel Mechayev, that because of this reason, Hashem's Chochmah is apparent in his creatures in different ways. So there is answered why it is that there is so much diversity in the world, and why it keeps changing, and why it never really stands still. In order for us to grasp the fact that it's Hashem doing what he wants when he wants without anything forcing him or compelling him. The ma'od ma'ok, ma'od amok v'ameivin yovin. V'elokim levado yodei imach mesi bezu levado lo nivra brin b'demus v'tzurachas. And only Hashem really knows himself alone whether it's because of this reason that he created all the creatures different. Hashem's understanding and his wisdom is way beyond our understanding. And I just brought one reason here from the many, many reasons we don't understand. And Hashem alone is able to grasp all the wisdom and all the tachlis of the emes. And there's no one other than him. In other words, we can't understand why Hashem does what he does. From what we see, we can give a reason, which he gave. But don't think that that's the reason, and don't think that's the only reason, because it's much deeper and much bigger. And even this reason he gave, we can barely understand. So don't try and think you can understand what you can understand. On the other hand, you have a chiyuv, it's Torah, you have to understand as much as you can understand. So you have to go learn. Perek Beis. So that's the definition of Bechina. Person has to take time, and it's a chiyuv. to meditate and understand the Chochmah Boira that's apparent in his creatures. And now he's going to answer the question, if it's really a chiyuv. Al ha-sheilim anuch mechuyovim lizboinim bebruim olo. Nana chiyuv lizboinim bebruim olo hovi mehem raya. Al chochma saveris berach. If you'll ask me the question, am I obligated to meditate in the Bria? And to meditate on Hashem's creatures? And to extract from there proofs of the chochma of the Boira? You're chayev mitzad haseichel, you're mechayev mitzad Torah shebiksav, and you're chayev mitzad Torah shebal peh. If that's not enough for you, well then. Mitzad haseichel, sherehigyoi noisim sheyisrei na'odam al yeseh ba'alechayim hu rak b'zeh. Person's understanding shows him that the only advantage, the maila, the yisroi, that a man has over the rest of the creatures, the rest of the Baal HaChaim, is in this. Sheyesh po yoysa seichel utfuna, that he has more seichel and understanding. V'umasugel adas esoydes ha-chochma nimtsoim v'kol ha-nevroim. And he is able to understand and know the wisdom and the secrets of the wisdom that is found in all the creatures, in the whole creation. Kamo Shama Kosuv Ioib says, Melifne mi Bahamois Aretz umi Eifa Shemaim Yechachmenu. You know what he means? Melifenu mi Bahamois Aretz umi Eifa Shemaim Yechachmenu. He says, yeah, that Hashem teaches us more Chochma than the Bahamas, and even more than the birds that fly in the sky, whatever he's bringing from here that this pasuk is teaching us, and they couldn't find any other pasuk. If they look in Eiv, there was only pasuk that the Chumash of Avos could find that tells us that we have more seichel than the behemoths. Pela otsu. Anyway, we agreed right at the beginning of the shiur not to go into the pasukim too much. When a person meditates on the foundations of wisdom, and he sees how they are apparent in the creature, in the creation. His advantage, his maila above the behemoths, is in accordance to the amount of understanding that he has. If he doesn't meditate, he's not similar to a behemoth. He's worse than a behemoth.
What? Worse?
He's at least the same as a behemoth. He has the ability, the behemoth doesn't have the ability, but at the end of the day, they both did the same. He didn't use his ability, so he looks like a behemoth. The chinuch says it's mafurush, in the midst of Talmud Torah. Can you do it? Somebody doesn't learn Torah is next to behemoth. But yeah, he's saying it's even worse. Kamo shama kosuv. Yodo shokoneu v'chomo evus bailov Yisrael yodo amoy loy yisboinan. Hashem is a major taina against Klal Yisrael. Ami lo misboinan. My nation doesn't think. They don't meditate. He doesn't have a taina against them that they're showing that they're doing bad things. There's a taina against them. Ami lo yisboinan. The ox knows its master and the donkey knows where its feeding trough is. My nation doesn't meditate. They don't think. Why that makes you worse than a behemoth? I don't know. I'm like a behemoth. He's saying at least the ox knows who owns it. If you don't meditate, you're not even going to know who your master is. Could be that's why he says it's worse, but it's least as bad. So that's mitzad haseichel. Mitzad haTorah shebiksav mamash amar hakosuv, sim oru meinechem, uru mi bara elu. Raise your eyes heavenwards and see who created all of this. The Darvech HaMelech Omar, When I look and I see with your finger the sun and the moon and the stars that you created, there we go again another five six psukim here. The deaf ones heard and the blind ones saw. Tayl leches el beis evil mi leches el beis mishta vashu soif kol odom v'chayit en alibo. I don't know what gonna a funeral instead of gonna a wedding where that's got anything to do with this. A chocham eina v'reishe v'aksil v'chayshe chaylech. The chocham walks with his eyes in his head, and the fool walks in darkness. V'neema v'oilech tzadikim ka'or noiga haylech v'or ad nochan hayoim. Derech Hashanim Kafele, the pathway of the tzaddikim is like a bright light, and they walk in that light. And the Rishoyim is like darkness, and they don't know in what they're tripping, and they don't know what they're falling in. So, once again, you're welcome to take the psukim. We write a whole book just from these five psukim if you want. And finally, mitzat Torah shebal peh and mishamlu chazal. Kol ha'yodeh lachashev bitkusoy samazolas v'ainim lachashev. Anybody who has the ability to do cheshbonos and understand how the mazalos and the stars and the moons and everything in the heavens works and doesn't do that, alav akosav oimer v'haya kino v'nova v'nevo toif v'cholil v'yayin mishteyem v'espoil Hashem lo yabitu. It says from this pasuk you see that a person has to walk. We have a raya from the pasuk. A person has to walk with his eyes open. And from that, if you walk with your eyes open, you will see and understand the chokhmah of Hashem in everything that He created and His oneness. Okay. Rambam Chazal, minayin shechayev adam lachshev betkufas ha-mazalos. From where do we know that a person is obligated to do the cheshbonos of all the kufas and the mazalos? Shenema ushmatem vasisim kihi chachmaschem ubinascham la'ena ha'amim ha-sheshmoin eskol ha-chukim ha'ele. That the nations of the world will see you having chochma and bina, that you are able to hear all these chukim. What's the chokhma and the bina that the nations perceive in us? Not a clue what he's talking about here. Was it tafke, yeah? That's the klali. A person has to be thinking all the time. Schar mitzvah keneged hefseder. What am I gaining? What am I losing? The Siddush Rambam says the only person can understand why that's important is somebody who's already been moishen his yetzer. The Siddush Rambam says that on this shtickle when he says there that you have to be. Bo cheshbon, yeah. So there the Siddush Rambam says only someone who's been moishen in his yetzer can understand why that's important. So it means. I don't understand why it's important. So, Rabbi Chazal, Imma lo nitna Torah l'Israel, l'mad nitznias michatul. Had we not been given the Torah, Klal Yisrael would have learned tznias from tzniut, from the cat, the rayas miyoyne, the derech eretz mitanagol, the gezel minamola. You could go learn from the bria everything you need to learn. Tznias you would learn from the cat, a rayas you'd learn from the yoyne, who's very, very loyal and only has one spouse. Derech Eretz you'd learn from the Tarnagol, and Gezel you'd learn from the ant. Hare yizbo lecha mirayis eilu chiv hizboirin es bebroim v'avonis rayis al chochmas aboir aniris behem v'ata kere da lecha es Hashem mutl alecho. You now have three proofs. If you haven't understood them, I'm sorry. If your seichel doesn't mechayiv you, then the Torah shebiksav, there's all these psukim that mechayiv you, welcome to go and try and understand it. In the times of the Chovas HaLevavos, I was not sure if it was that important, but today with evolution, not that anybody here believes in it, but if you think you're not affected by it, go look again. We're all affected by it. We don't understand how deeply impacted on us evolution is. And therefore it's important and incumbent upon us to go and understand and see more and more the Chochmah Boira. First of all, it helps you to be the Simcha. It helps you to be the Simcha when you understand the Chochmah of the Boira. When you walk outside and it's so hot, anybody yesterday didn't complain about the heat? Anybody didn't say, "Oi, it's so hot"? anybody or not? I was the only one that complained about the heat yesterday.
We will have no yes if anyone.
You go outside? No one ever said, you didn't hear anybody complain about the heat yesterday? No, why is it hot? Why is it hot?
No.
When your wife wants to cook your meal, she switches on the oven. It gets hot in the room, yeah? She switches off the oven, the food's not going to get ready. Actually, I'm busy cooking food for you guys. For me, guys. The summer fruits don't grow in winter because it's too cold. Go up north, guys. Look at the beautiful fruit that's being prepared for us. No? You have to be spoiling the bread. Understand what Hashem is doing in the world. Not stump. Do you know that you will never find a tree, ever, where two branches grow one on top of the other? Do you know that? Why? Look, go find me a tree with two branches. I'm talking about twigs, I'm talking about branches. One is on top of the other. You'll never find a tree like that. From all the trillions and trillions of trees that ever were, you will never find a tree like that. Why? Well, because over billions of years, they kind of worked out that you have to spread your leaves so you get more light and it creates more shade. They kind of worked it out for themselves over billions. No, because that's Chochmas Abayra. Hundreds and hundreds of examples. When a person is walking in the street, you can be walking with a sham. That's Shara Bechina. That's Shara Bechina. Look at the heavens, look at the sky. You don't have to look at the heavens, look at the skies, just look at the street. The flowers, the seeds, the whole thing works. So if you need Psukim to tell you have a chiv to find a Kosh Baruch in the Bria, as I've mentioned many times before, you have to learn a little bit of Torah before you know how to look at the Bria. Otherwise you can actually start thinking that we descended from a monkey. First, start learning a little bit of Torah, and the Torah teaches you how to look at the world. The Rambam says Mefurish in Hilchas Dayas that if a person will be bisboiling on the Bria, he will come to love Hashem. Who doesn't want to love Hashem? Everyone wants to love Hashem. How do you love Hashem? Rambam says Mefurish in Sefer Mitzvah, he's bisboiling the Torah, and in the Yad he says bisboiling the Bria. Go look at the Chochmah of the Bria. Go look how Hashem put the world together. Look at yourself. How does your kidney and your liver and your your eyes, your nose, how does it all work? That was just like, hello? Stop, think, that's all. You have to just stop. Ami lo bisboinen. Akosh Bok is a tainer against Kladi Sol, one tainer only. You don't think. Had you thought of seeing me without any problems. Then afterwards you have to deal with the philosophical problems, you have to deal with the kashas, you have to deal with Auschwitz. The sada. But first find me and then come talk to me about the problems you're having. But if you don't meditate on the prayer, you won't find me. See, that's the chiyuv that we have. It's just not a nice thing to do. Chiyuv, and if you want to do kiruv, then you have to do this, because then you know you can go and persuade people that, you know. No, we have to make care of ourselves as well. Somebody's honest with himself, looking at the proofs against evolution is a form of Hilchas Bechina as well. Because in order to show that evolution is ridiculous, you have to show how it's not Shaykh. Because it's too complex and it couldn't have happened the way they say it happened. So if you're careful and you're not, you can get into danger here, but if you know what you're doing, you can find incredible proofs for Hashem in the debunks of evolution. Amazing stuff that's been written on it. Fantastic stuff.
There's always an interesting question why in English it's called a theory, but when you translate it to Hebrew, they call it Torah. Torah te yichasut.
And since it's a theory, why is it also to speak about anything else? If it's a theory, then it's a theory. There are lots of theories. This is Chok v'yalavo. Because in... You know, Your question's an answer, by the way. That's not a question, that's the answer. Hadrocha Ketzad Lisboin and Bebruim. Okay, so now how do you do this? You have a chiyuv, you know what it is, but how do you go about doing it? Ulam ala sheila Ketzad Yesh Lisboin and Bebruim. On the question, so how do I go do this, sir? You told me that I have to do it, and I bought in. I'm ready to sign up for the course. Now, how do I do this? Then I'll tell you. Ki is boinen es bebruim hi ha'iyun ba'ab yasoidus ha'ilom. It starts with meditating on the four foundations of the Bria. Shem Eish Ruach Maim Ofo. Fire, air, water, and dust. Va'ien b'tol doseyen, claim of a bruim, and to analyze deeply the things that come out of them. Shekula murkovim bi'ava sodas alodi. Everything is made up of these four things. V'ha'iyun b'tchinoisov shel kol chelek v'chelek shel kol nivra. And then looking at the chunois, how do you translate chunois?
Characteristics,
programmings of each and every portion of every nivra. For example, a tree. It has branches, it has roots, it has a trunk, it has twigs, and many, many, many things going on in that factory called the tree. What benefit I can extract from this thing? And the wisdom that I can see just in the etzem, how this thing's put together. The power that is injected, that's hidden in this thing that I'm looking at. Just stop for a minute and think about the power that's in one little apple seed. What about the power that's in one atom? You blow up the whole world with one little atom. The power that's in a match head. You could burn the whole world with one match. How much power is there in one match? Ubekoiches atmonim boy, ubetzurosoy, the shape, ubemarate leman evnivroy, the purpose for which it was created. When you finish doing that, you still have time. Va'ien beruchnias hamuferes shel olam hazeh, and then to go analyze deeply the spirituality that one sees apparent in this world. This world, the neshama. The fact that there's movement, these things can move. There's a neshama there, there's a spiritual dimension to everything in the Bria. Even the lowest aspect of the Bria, the most doimim of all the doimims, has some ruchniyistika aspect to it. And then go have a look and see how everything is connected. Ultimate purpose that everything was created in this world for, Shavodas Abayis Barach, that was all created ultimately for Avodas Hashem. Vahizbayus Vahafochim Hashonim Hamitzoyim Boilam, and to go meditate on all the things that change all the time that one sees in the world. Shekulam Kshurim Zeh Bezeh V'Nitzrochim B'Kiyum Oilam, all of them are connected, one to the other, and they're all needed for the world to continue. You have ruchnis and gashmis in the world. You need both. Hamadavrim v'adoimimim sheboy. Those that speak and those that can't. Hanach v'amitmoneyabo. You have that move. You have things that can't move. Hakofoy v'atzomeach sheboy. Things that don't grow. Things that do grow. U'mashetivel aylois lamana. Those things whose nature is to go up. U'mashetivel aylois lamata. The things that have a nature to go down. U'shabayis barachil kiv hafochim eilu bo'ilam amizug shoveh. Hashem created this world and mixed them all together perfectly. And he divided up the world into all different types and categories, all of them for the needs of the world. And he created the world in such a way that anybody who opens up his eyes can see that Hashem created the world. And then through all of this to recognize the enormous wisdom and ability of Hashem. The same way as you can see the professionalism of the carpenter in the Aron HaKodesh built, or you can see the guy's an idiot. So you can see from the creature who the creator is and what his abilities are. From my house you can see who the Kablan was. Sometimes you don't want to see who the Kablan was. And it's incumbent upon us. You have to know that the entire world is a chibur, a joining of Gashmis and Ruchnias. It's so mixed up and diluted. That each one assists the other one כגון הנפש והגוף בבעלי חיים, in animals you have a nefesh and a guf, שאין קיום לנפש בלי גוף ולא לגוף בלי נפש. You can't have a guf without a nefesh and a nefesh without a guf. You see a dead dog lying on the side of the road, that's a guf without a nefesh, can't do nothing. And you see a nefesh without a guf, well, what can it do? Fly around in the sky, like, can't do anything. וכל הדברים האלו שהזכרתי, all these things that I've mentioned, שחוכמת השם נראית בהם, that the wisdom of Shem is apparent in them, מתחלקים לשלושה סוגים. הסוג הראשון, שני, שלישי, נץ השם, we'll pick it up next Sunday, נץ השם.
Next what?
You wanna run the VOD while I'm away this week?
What?
Going to England.
You guys wanna carry on while I'm away? Come on, we'll come back in a week and start again from the beginning. Somebody get much, you know,